50 miles south of Baghdad, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division is fighting Iraqi soldiers and militiamen, taking heavy mortar and small arms fire. The attacks have failed to stop the division's forward advance, which is expected to increase as the weather improves. But the guerrilla-like strikes highlight the depth of resistance American and British forces face as they move closer to Baghdad. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Ground troops with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division have yet to face off with Iraqi mechanized or armored divisions, yet they have had their hands full with a mix of regular Army troops and militiamen loyal to Saddam Hussein's ruling Ba'ath Party. Every day here, especially after sundown, the Iraqi mortar strikes start up. Then Iraqis armed with rocket-propelled grenades and semi-automatic rifles begin to crawl, run, and drive toward U.S. defensive positions, hoping to hit their target. More often than not, they quickly end up dead as they come up against armored columns scanning the perimeter with their thermal sights. Here, Captain Larry Burris talks to some of his company men after they opened fire on half a dozen Iraqis who drove to the fight in the back of a pickup truck.
It looks like they're still alive.
We can't tell. They just hit the dirt.
Roger. Red 16. Saber says he can't tell whether you killed them or not. They're on the ground, but he can't tell if they're dead.
Last night, not long after the 3rd Infantry Division's Armored Task Force 164 started to move its tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles, they started to take fire. Contact, RPG, 10 o'clock, the lead tank commander said over the radio. Here's what it sounded like as the Bradley armored fighting vehicle I was riding in came under attack. You hear one of the gunners reload his machine gun and return fire. When the battalion came under fire on this road, some civilians from this predominantly Shiite area were caught in the chaos. While Iraqi militia in a speeding taxi shot at the troops, a small bus trying to speed out of the way crashed into the Bradley. 2 civilians were killed, including a young boy. Several others were injured. The Iraqi forces' use of civilian-style cars, perhaps intentionally, only adds to the confusion as soldiers struggled to determine who was firing and from where. As troops moved quickly in their tanks, Bradleys, and Humvees, Operations Officer Major Michael Donovan warns a tank platoon that their return fire risks hitting some of their own troops.
Do not shoot forward of your vehicles, even at the 1 or 2 o'clock position, and stay too close to Wild Bunch. Do you understand?
Roger, we're not shooting until 1 o'clock. We've got some vehicles that are still on the road that are shooting to our towards us.
Roger.
The Iraqis' guerrilla-style drive-by rocket attacks on armored troops are hardly stopping the U.S. Army's movements or plans. The firefights, however, do amount to effective harassment and could signal the kinds of serious security problems U.S. forces might face in any post-Saddam occupation and rebuilding of Iraq. With such strong, if ineffective, resistance, U.S. military intelligence predictions of huge numbers of Iraqi fighters surrendering quickly now seem wildly inaccurate. Ed Panetta rests against the massive gun tube on his Abrams tank. All you can eat is written in big black letters on the barrel. The tank platoon leader with a company nicknamed Wild Bunch admits they might have underestimated the enemy.
We were a little surprised to make contact where we did. We kind of planned for it at first, but the initial read, I think, was that we weren't going to see anything up around this area. So, we were a little surprised. But I definitely think that we kind of anticipated the Iraqis just kind of buckle a little bit more than they have.
But it hasn't really affected morale, the first lieutenant adds in a sleep-deprived voice. The several dozen sets of black plastic handcuffs, handed out in anticipation of mass surrenders by the Iraqis, sit unused on his Kevlar vest. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Armored Task Force 164 near Najaf, Iraq.